Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tomorrow it is Bruins Thursday here at WEEI, and that means Mike Milbury will join us at 8:30, and Andrew Raycroft will be with Gresham Keith between 10 and 2, and Jack Edwards will be on with Lou and Christian tomorrow on Bruins Thursday, and it's actually kind of a Bruins Wednesday, or Bruins Thursday Junior, if you will, because we will be joined at 8:30 by Sofia Yerkstevich of Nessen.
Do you think you can spell that?
Could I spell it?
Yeah.
I believe it. I'm guessing it starts with a J.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
The J-U-R-S-T. No. Did I miss?
Kay.
I already missed. Yeah.
There's an IC at the end.
Spelling.
No, it ends with a Z.
I think it's well documented that scholastics, not my thing. Mm-hmm. I did not graduate from high school. However, maybe I will note that later on today I will be lecturing to a college class at Bentley University.
Wow.
Wow. I don't know if I've mentioned that yet or not, but
it's a pretty good payday,
yes,
right
that
there.
That is going to happen a little bit later on today.
Is your son in a similar situation as Ryan in The Office? Because when he brought Michael, he was guaranteed to go up a full letter grade because he brought in a guest speaker.
I hope so.
Are you dating somebody there?
Oh, like,
no, I am not.
Well, they wouldn't be a, they wouldn't be a professor.
Ken, I'm going to have you ejected from this game if you continue with comments like that. My son goes to Bentley. Right. I'm not dating somebody from. What is wrong with you?
That took a turn.
So it's like bring your dad to work, like to school.
Yeah. I mean, do you think the kid will acknowledge me? I mean, how do you think that's going to go? It's a sports marketing class.
Okay.
Do you think when I walk in there, he's even going to acknowledge
me?
Yeah.
You and Brees have a good, strong relationship.
We do.
He'll be excited.
Does Brees work at Lincoln? I mean, bring your son to work.
All right.
It's Lincoln.
This is Chad from New Hampshire, where we will be Saturday. Hello, Chad.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Happy birthday, Ken.
Hey,
thank you,
by the way, speaking of LB, as you are, I spoke to him yesterday. He's having back surgery on December 9th. He wanted to come mm-hmm. to the Toys for Tots event at Bach Luxury Automobiles that we do every year, but he's going to be unable to attend because of his back surgery. So good luck to LB. What's up, Chad?
So I wanted to touch on what you had said earlier, Greg, about Bill Belichick. It's a new Bill Belichick. I mean, if you just look at him this year, the video last from Sunday in the locker room, joking around with guys and everything like that, it does seem like a new Bill Belichick, and it seems like he's opening up now that Brady is gone. And I feel like all of the stress and anxiety and all the tension was all from Brady, always constantly from Brady. I mean, if you look at it, yeah, there's the Patriot way and how he does things, but just the seriousness, you know, once they get in the locker room, they just all seem like they're just a family, you know. When Brady walked in, it just seemed like everybody was just like kind of piped down and, you know, do their thing and stuff like that. I just feel like it was always Brady, and now that he's gone, Bill Belichick can finally –
branch out
and be himself.
Interesting point. This came up earlier because Ken's lead was that he is reading into a couple answers that Bill gave about J.C. Jackson and feeling like maybe Bill is reluctant to praise him because there is a bag of cash that is going to have to be offered up. And then I asked whether or not maybe Bill if he is different, if you feel like he's different now, would he approach that the signing of that player differently than he has in the past?
I mean, Greg, you asked him about J.C. Jackson, and his first response was Devin McCourty made a great play. It was just bizarre.
Yeah, but he was right about that.
Yeah, he was.
I wasn't asking about that play, though. I was asking about punching the ball out. But Devin McCourty did make a great play.
Well, that interception was made because of McCourty's play, right?
It was Devin, yeah. But I don't know. Maybe Bill would – he spent, as we discussed, he spent a lot of money in the offseason. Well, he was – spending like a drunken sailor. He probably feels like the result of that is pretty good. So maybe he would be willing to pay that player for an extended period of time.
Well, you got to be thinking that J.C. Jackson's agent is definitely on the phone with Bill or whoever the Who came back from Detroit?
Ziegler.
Patricia, right?
Patricia.
Yeah, so he's probably on the
phone. But, I mean, do you think J.C. Jackson is a guy who would not play if he was franchised?
Next year? I would hope he wouldn't because
you would.
Yeah, because you look at your situation. He's an undrafted rookie free agent. Courtney brought this up yesterday. I think he's making like $3.3 million. He's never had a payday. He's 27 years old. This is it. This is your big payday. Mm-hmm. You got to go get it. And if you play under the franchise tag, which is going to be next year, it's going to be $17.2 million. And Ty talked about it. What happens if you get hurt? Or if you don't have the same type of performance, now that money that you could make is going to be a lot less. You have complete control and leverage in your situation.
But what you talked to me off air about, which was such a great point, was because you originally said, okay, so $17 million, the difference between that and getting the $100 million five-year deal that you think he's earned is a few million bucks. So anybody listening at home is like, man, why wouldn't you do that? But it's the guaranteed money that's left on the table, which is the most important part.
Well, that's what a lot of people don't understand. They go, well, he's making $3.3 million. He'll be guaranteed $17 million. But if you just look at, you know, let's call it Jalen Ramsey's deal, he got $70 million guaranteed. Or Marlon Humphrey's got 67. So now you're getting $17 million guaranteed. But think about all that other money that they got that you ain't getting. Yeah. That's what you got to be looking at.
This is Brandon from Seekonk. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Ken, happy birthday.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, Wiggy. Well, first of all, I have to say this NBA is the softest brand of any professional sport I have ever seen in my life. And, Wiggy, you are a big fraud because you know damn well that when Mac Jones goes into Buffalo on Monday, there's going to be a hell of a lot worse said to that kid than Tristan Thompson ever heard about.
Nah, he ain't going to hear it. You don't hear it as a football player. These guys are sitting courtside. They're sitting. Have you ever sat courtside, Brandon?
I have sat courtside. Right. It does get ugly.
The players can. I could never hear players when I'm on the field. Maybe walking through the tunnel.
You can't hear fans?
Yeah, excuse me. You can't hear fans.
Okay.
Maybe you hear them walking through the tunnel. That's about it.
Okay. So because Tristan Thompson can hear a fan saying something about Khloe Kardashian
nonstop, which is that's his fiance or girlfriend.
Well, I don't think they're together anymore, his mother.
Yeah. Go ahead.
He's allowed to have that fan ejected, even though that fan paid good money to sit
there. Well, if the fan's crossing the line. All right.
So where do you decide what the line is?
So let me ask you this then. If you saying that's not an issue, then you have no problem what, let's say, Terry O'Reilly did, the Malice in the Palace, Ron Artest and those guys do, when they feel like...
Our guest tomorrow did it. Mike Milbury went in the stands and he beat a man about the head with his own shoe.
Right. So when they feel
how
like...
How embarrassing is that? If you're beaten with your own shoe, that's really embarrassing.
That's the one time...
That's why I wear flip-flops.
Right.
Doesn't hurt. Somebody takes your shoe off and beats you, it doesn't hurt.
That's the one time you're hoping
you win. What? So I'm okay with... Would I be okay with Tristan Thompson going over and punching the guy?
Yeah.
What if the fan was just trying to keep up with the Kardashians?
Well, that's what Wiggy means when he says that there's a level to what this could be. If you're just like constantly yelling stuff, oh, Khloe Kardashian, that's one thing. If you're talking, and everybody in this room knows the line, that's the craziest part. Like, everybody knows, if he's saying Khloe Kardashian should die, do you think that the guy should just be able to sit there and nothing happen?
And let's stop being fraudulent. Like, Khloe's dress doesn't look good.
Yeah. Have you driven on a roadway in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and seen what people do to you in the other cars?
Yeah.
I mean, I
And have you seen what's
people roll down their windows and yell all kinds of offensive obscenities to you about your mother?
And have you seen people do? They follow that guy, get out, and end up shooting him.
Spread them.
Okay.
Well, that's it's true.
Honestly, Wiggy, that is actually what all of this is sort of, we've talked around it.
Mm-hmm.
Going to a game in 2021, you basically risk your life at some of these games. Every weekend of the NFL, you see fans absolutely popping each other in the face.
The best one was on Thanksgiving, the Dallas game, and the concession.
Oh my God!
The concession fight,
and the woman came out of the concession stand and attacked the other woman.
Fantastic. All right. Well, anyway, that was my lead this morning. Tristan Thompson joining LeBron James and having fans who say inappropriate things ejected from games. How do you feel about that? More on that later. Right now, here is Ken and what is trending right now this morning.
Add one very important thing to your next shopping trip at Shaw's, a flu shot. It's free with most insurance, and you can save 10% off your next grocery purchase. Up to $200. Restrictions apply. Visit pharmacy for details. We've not gotten your metaverse news. And also Wiggy's complaint about the group chat we never got to yesterday. So just a reminder about that.
Well, I think Wiggy was upset about something in the group chat or the way it was conducted or whatever. But I think whose idea was it to do the show confessional?
That's Wiggy. That's a Wiggy idea.
Was that your idea, Wiggy?
Was that? I don't know. I throw a lot of crap at the wall. See what sticks.
You do throw a lot of crap at the wall.
That
is verified. It's all crap. But but yeah, Wiggy. I think maybe Wiggy will do that as a confessional after the show today.
Oh, excellent.
Maybe.
Good. I got to get some things off my chest.
Probably upset at the Revs loss. You're probably going to get that off your chest.
That, right? I mean, come on. You moved high school football, and you didn't even have to.
Tough loss, though. God, the build-up, the best regular season in MLS history. They got outplayed, pretty much, start to finish by NYCFC. They goes to penalty kicks, though. They did tie it up in the 118th minute, Tayshaun Buchanan, but they lose 5-3 in the PKs. And that's it.
Biggest fail ever.
One and done.
We talked about how great of a season they were having, and then boom. Yesterday, it's over that quick.
Well, it is unfortunate. This was not the biggest Revs fan over here, but this was their best season to date, really, right?
A good crowd there last night, despite the cold.
Yeah. Too soon. It's too soon. Let's talk about it later.
Bruins lost 2 to Detroit, 2-1, without Brad Marchand, without Bruce Cassidy, who was in COVID protocol. Pasta scored to tie it in the third, but Mark Stahl, the winner, on a delayed penalty on Mike Riley, who really, you brought this up earlier, Wiggy. That was a true slew foot.
Yep.
The ref was not in position. Great job by Dale and the Nesson crew to point this out. He was he was not even anywhere close to see the play. And then Riley retaliates, which is dumb, and they lose the game.
And yeah,
that loss sucks.
I stand with what I said yesterday. Mm-hmm. I got berated on the social media for my opinion yesterday, but I do think my concern is mostly with Brad Marchand, which he doesn't need to be playing like that anymore.
So you think that guy should be suspended? What was it? Samsonoff? His name was?
I forget who it even was.
Yeah.
Do you think he should be suspended?
Has he done it before? I mean, that's the issue.
About your past history now.
Yes.
Really?
There's probably some Nantucket history in there, too. Let's be honest. Between you and Brad.
Probably.
Here's Taylor Hall, though, on losing the game despite out-shooting Detroit 42-16.
It's great to get that amount of shots and zone time and control the game like that. But, you know, it's the score at the end of the night that dictates how we're going to feel right now and the next day. And those are games in the schedule that when you play like that, you want to come away with points. And obviously that's something we got to do better at. I feel like on the majority of nights during this season, we've controlled play and haven't had the record that we want.
Nashville tomorrow. Celtics and the Sixers
tonight. They can't finish this team, though. They have trouble finishing.
Well, yeah, especially without Brad. I mean, God. No finish. Yeah, I mean, DeBrus got booed, by the way, in the first period. Touching the puck. They put him out there as a fourth liner.
Well, they had the 5-on-3.
Yeah.
It took them to the bitter end to put the puck in the net.
Good job by Taylor Hall, too, on that 5-on-3.
I don't know.
They were teetering.
Yeah.
Embiid and the Sixers tonight, 7:30 tip at the Garden. Red Sox signed James Paxton. Good signing, 1 year, $10 million. Granted, he's coming off Tommy John. He got 4 outs last year and then blew out his elbow. But a 2-year club option as well on the back end of that per Jeff Passan. He is called the Big Maple per our Rob Bradford. He's a Canadian. So welcome him to the rotation. Do you like that rotation, Greg? Sale, Eovaldi, Pivetta, Waka.
I gotta do a little research later on the
on his splits,
the BOBs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a base on balls, Curtis. but I'll let you know how I feel about that rotation tomorrow.
Fair enough. That's
at 7:22.
Georgia still number one in the college football top four. Michigan, Alabama, and Cincinnati rounding out the top four right now. But that could change this weekend, of course. That's what's trending now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Ken's birthday, so when it comes to rejoins, it should be Ken's choice all morning long. And I'm assuming that was yours because you love Van Halen.
Love that. Love Fair Warning. Great album.
So far this morning, you got the Doors in. You call them the greatest American rock band ever.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Rush in.
Mm-hmm.
I assume you call Rush the greatest Canadian rock band ever.
Yeah.
And now you got Van Halen in, and you love Van Halen too. So
that's pretty good morning.
I like this.
What?
On your birthday, you can do all the rejoin music.
Yeah, it's like a free lunch at Denny's.
All right, I like
same
that.
Same kind of thing.
I got a birthday coming up.
January 18th, right, Wiggs?
That is right. Appreciate that.
How old are you going to be, Wiggy?
How old am I going to be? 47.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Who would have thought?
You look great, though, Wiggs.
Yeah, you all look great for your age.
Did you say? You do. Curtis, did you say looks great? The man threw out a hip getting into a hot tub this week. I don't know that it's
about the inside. It's about how the car looks on the outside.
Right. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's not about the engine.
Right. And that car is running.
Coming up, we will get to the dumbest of the day in a few moments. And then we'll get to Courtney in the news at around 7:45. This is TC. Good morning, TC.
What's up, guys? So, real quick. Few points. Last night's Bruins game. Pastrnak, okay, if you watched it on Nesson, what a station. But anyways, watch Nesson, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, Jack Edwards is still employed. That says that. But anyways, that's not my point. My point is, Pastrnak scores a goal according to the broadcast, and they disallow it. Best part about the whole thing, puck never even went in the net, and you got Brickley and Edwards talking about, oh, no goal, carrying on. Didn't even go in the net. So they might want to wake up. But anyways, that's one thing. Second thing, Ken, happy birthday to you, buddy.
Thanks,
but not a slew foot connoisseur, I guess, because Marchand's slew foot, bud, that you thought who had nothing wrong with it. If you watch, and I have to give Mike Johnson the credit, Oliver Ekman-Larsson's right leg, when his right leg comes down to the ice before he hits the ice, you do understand, I'm almost positive it was his right leg, you do understand that he was less than an inch from cracking his ankle like McGregor did in that fight. That's what it would have looked like.
Yeah, but that's because
that was the epitome of a slew foot, Ken.
It was an upper body open ice hit.
Ken.
I mean, what did Cassidy say? What did Sweeney say? What did Cam Neely say?
Well, what are they going
to
say, Ken?
Ken, just trust me. Please, buddy. I love you. You're a great dude.
Okay, so don't listen to Cassidy. Don't listen to Neely. Don't listen to Sweeney.
No. Cassidy's the coach. They're with the team. Guy, that was the epitome of a slew foot. Epitome. Like, that was perfection. And I've thrown a million of them in my day.
Whoa.
Trust me, I know.
Whoa.
Okay?
Whoa, we don't want to play hockey with DC now.
Wiggy, no, it's not about... Listen, I'm not one of those guys. Oh, I played and I know everything. Just trust me. That's the epitome of a slew foot, what Marshawn did. Last night, you're telling me Riley got slew footed. And you're telling me Marshawn wasn't. Come
that
on,
was an
Ken.
Obvious
but anyways,
trip,
hey,
if
guys,
nothing else.
One last thing. This is very important.
Didn't he say this was going to be a quick call?
Everyone thinks that I hate Wiggy. Okay?
Yeah.
Wiggy.
Yo.
Lose the ham, okay, on the grilled cheese with syrup. Anyone that has a grilled cheese made correctly with syrup will never have it without. That's just a fact.
Really?
So you're right. You're right on the money with that. I promise.
Wait, are you saying just grilled cheese and syrup, no ham?
Lose the ham. Grilled cheese with syrup. You have it once. You will never have it without. Huh. Guaranteed.
I smell a forthcoming candle flavor.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Grilled cheese and syrup works for me. I like the ham. So, I mean, TC, you could try the ham if not. But I still agree with TC. It should be, you know, grilled cheese and syrup is the way to go.
Listen, what I was saying yesterday with regard to Brad Marchand is that we don't need him to be that player anymore. He is a top 10 skilled player in this league at this point.
Yeah, but I agree with Ken. That wasn't intentional. Last night
it was intentional.
No, because it was a body check right outside the blue line, and he's kind of off balance a little bit. Last night's was a slew foot.
He wasn't off balance.
Marchand was.
The upper body goes in for the hit.
Yeah.
And the right leg goes behind to lift his legs up. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I get what he's doing. He's trying to get, whether it's DeBrusk or anybody else, he's trying to lead that team and basically say, hey, puck's not going in. We got to play physical. We got to do something. But he's not the guy that you want to do it because of this very reason. He's got a history, and he's going to be suspended.
He has had an unbelievable season. He is incredible. He's a Hall of Famer.
He is. He is. And I get it. He's when he got in the league, smaller than everybody else. So everybody loved him. The little ball of hate. I get it. But at this point, it hurts the team, and you can't afford to not have him for those three games.
So do you think that the slew foot that Riley got hit what? Hit with?
I didn't think that was that was a slew foot.
Well, I don't know what you were watching.
Trip.
It was definitely a trip. It was not called.
A trip. This is Paul from New Hampshire. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing today?
Fantastic. How are you, Paul?
Great. Love listening to the show. It's my morning ritual.
Paul, we will be in your state, the Granite State, on Saturday for the 9th annual Jingle All the Way 5K to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. I don't know what you're doing Saturday, but we'll be at Portsmouth, in Portsmouth at the Cisco Brewery. If you want to come over, you can see the Ken and Curtis show live from 9 until 1.
No heckling.
I'll definitely try my best to get there, but, you know, Christmas around the corner, crazy wife, crazier kids.
I understand.
You get it.
I understand.
But anyway, I was just calling, though, that Wiggy, I love you, but sometimes, I don't want to use the word fraudulent because I think you're a pretty genuine person, but wasn't it you just a couple of weeks ago talking about this generation of anxiety-filled people who can't handle it?
Mm-hmm.
And now you got these professional athletes who want a guy kicked out of the arena because he hurt his feelings? Put your thumb in your mouth.
Paul, I think there's a line you don't cross. I think there's a line you don't cross.
No, there ain't, Wiggy. The oldest thing in the world. Sticks and stones may break my bones.
Wow.
Words will never hurt me.
So let me ask this
question,
Paul.
You say whatever you want.
Let me ask this question. Let me ask this question because I asked Greg and he didn't answer it. So let's say the guy crossed the line and said what he said. Tristan Thompson then goes on to beat him on the sidelines. You okay with that?
Absolutely.
All right.
Wow.
Give him what he gets.
All right. Listen, at least you're consistent.
If you let somebody's words influence the way you feel, you're giving them dominion over you just by opening their mouth. That way, everybody can do it. Any single person anywhere can just manipulate you by talking. Don't let that happen to you. I don't let it happen to me. So I don't understand how some guy, he's living the life. What's he got? Why does he care what anybody says? That's what I don't get. So, you know what I mean?
I think that's.
I love you guys.
Thanks,
keep
Paul.
It rocking.
Good job.
Bye.
I mean, if what happened to LeBron is what happened, where they wanted to have his kids, they were saying, "I hope your kids die," or something absolutely vile. Like
that's vile.
Why should we allow that? I mean, just because it happens in our life and people say god awful things to us on social media or other places, doesn't mean it's normal or should be accepted by a normal functioning
society. Well, Paul
said
it should happen.
Greg, do you get heckled in the metaverse?
No,
is that
no,
heckling free?
There's no heckling allowed.
Or the meta hood.
No. There's no violence in the meta hood.
By the way, I have yet to talk about the absolutely shocking news from the metaverse this morning.
The metaverse.
Anybody see what happened yesterday, land transaction-wise?
No, but I don't think you understand it, so.
A piece of property in the metaverse near where I own sold for $4.3 million.
How close are we talking to where you own?
Meta miles.
Wait, it's sold for dollars or Bitcoin?
It translates to $4.3 million.
No.
Dollars.
I thought it's a separate currency. No, what does it translate?
It translates to $4.3 million. Can you imagine?
But if it's self-sustaining, why do you need to bring it into dollars?
Right.
Because that's the way in which people are spending their currency in most areas. Yes, Curtis, you have a question?
I'm honestly concerned, Greg.
Yes.
I really do love you. And you've been great to me. The show's awesome. It's a great opportunity. I fear for your future. Like, this has pyramid scheme written all over it.
It does not.
Like,
do you understand?
No, that's the point. No, none of us understand it.
This is a piece of property, and there are people listening who can explain it to
me. I would like to have someone call in and please,
please.
Correct Greg.
This was a development, a potential development in the Sandlot, which is one of the communities in the metaverse.
Do you not have to say that you're in the neighborhood on the metaverse like you are here?
I am in Decentraland because I prefer Decentraland to the sandbox. But it's very easy to explain. Imagine yourself years from now, or maybe even sooner than that, and you decide that you want to go into the metaverse and you want to pal around with your friends in the metaverse. So you have your avatar. Maybe your avatar is one of the fungi, like one of the – I showed you the mushroom fungi
NFTs. Yeah, those ones
look
cool.
You're walking around as a mushroom. You're sitting down with your buddies. Maybe you're going to go get – you might want to go get some kind of a virtual jetpack and – fly on over to some kind of a virtual store, like a virtual Nike store, and sit down and try on virtual Nikes.
Can you listen to yourself, please? Because you sound like you're deranged.
Also, the mushroom
metaverse.
The mushroom didn't have feet. So if you go to a Nike and try to try on shoes, how does that work?
Well, they will have mushroom shoes that one can buy.
You don't really need feet. I get the metaverse. Greg explained it to me.
Right. I explained it to Wiggy. Wiggy's in.
I mean, I don't own any land in the metaverse, but I can understand people put the virtual reality goggles on because, you know, now it's like, and you go to this place where you can be in this place and it's virtual land. There's, you know, hopefully there is no crime in the metaverse as of yet.
I imagine the same kinds of things were said to Henry Ford at one point. When he said, they said, "What are you doing, Henry?" He said, "I'm building the horseless carriage." And they all chuckled. And meanwhile, you have a piece of property selling for $4.3 million.
You could actually see the carriage that he built. There was actually something there.
For Ken's birthday, you should buy him a piece of land in the metaverse.
No, I don't want it. That's nothing.
Get in on the real estate, man. Get your 40 acres and a mule now, bro. It's a metaverse. It seems like that. Where else would you go where you don't have to worry about you could be a basketball player in the metaverse. You think they're going to yell at you courtside and say all types of horrible things about your family? Nope.
The company that made the purchase, the land purchase yesterday for $4.3 million, equated it to being able to buy land in New York City 250 years ago. So that's what that's all about.
You know what I also found on Facebook? One of my friends is selling this face cream that makes you look 20 years younger. And if you buy it, you can sell it to someone else, and then you get rich, and then they sell it to someone else.
You mean Facebook, the company that changed their entire brand because of the metaverse?
Our company is now Meta.
The guy that you have mocked for years is now your, like,
I bet at some point people are going to start getting married in the metaverse. So you'll have your marriage in real life, and then you're going to have your metaverse marriage, and people are going to start cheating that way. I hate it. I hate the whole thing.
Only worried about Santo.
No, I'm not worried about Santo at all.
You're going to try to track Santo in the metaverse. You're going to try to put some kind of on his avatar.
Yes.
You're going to have an
that
avatar
That mushroom
track.
Is going to have a beeping.
Would you consider that? Let's say, let me ask you this question, because it comes up a lot with strip joints or whatever. Mm-hmm. Would you consider, if Santo were to go into the metaverse with his avatar and encounter some sort of a female avatar and make love to that female avatar, would that be cheating?
Oof, that's a great question. Well, I guess I could, because Wiggy brought up the fact that it's like Sims, watching Sims, that happens all the time, and that's not cheating.
Right.
But do you have text messages in the metaverse? Can your mushroom text another mushroom?
Your mushroom is virtually interacting.
Yeah, it's the
metaverse. Wait, Greg, is that why on the trilogy it says welcome to the metaverse?
I'm asking you, though, if that would be cheating or not.
No.
Some women think that watching porn is cheating.
Well, that's not. But the metaverse, there's an actual person.
I know, but if you can't communicate with the person.
But there's communication. We realize that in Greg's metaverse. Because
can you speak?
Yeah, it's the metaverse.
I don't know. I don't think you can speak.
We keep saying the word, but we can't define it.
I don't think you can speak or send messages.
If you can buy property in the metaverse, you can now, with your, what's it called, your frog guy?
Yeah.
You can now go throughout the metaverse and communicate with other people who have property and live in the metaverse.
The metaverse!
Because they're on, it's like playing video games online with the headset.
Yeah.
You can talk to other
people. It's very Westworld. This makes me think of Westworld.
It's
so
like
maybe it is cheating.
It's not.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
You think it would be cheating?
Well, it depends how far you can take it. Can you guys speak? Can you build a relationship? Because then you're really having a relationship. It's with a mushroom,
but then Santo takes his virtual reality,
but he's still thinking,
his VR goggles off.
Right.
He never encounters
He could
that
still
avatar
be thinking
again.
About that mushroom, and then he's like, wow, I really like that mushroom. I want to meet up with that mushroom in real life.
Did you guys take peyote?
That mushroom is a real person. It's like, have you ever played on Call of Duty or any video game online?
Yep.
And you talk to somebody who might be in, like, you know, I don't know, Wyoming, or they could be in Europe, and you're communicating with
them. Wyoming or Europe.
Right, and you're you have your specific person, or the big game that they played was what all the kids played with the, with all the skins and everything. What the hell was the name of that game?
Skins?
Yeah, Pokemon.
No, it wasn't
Pokemon. Well, that's how the whole thing started.
Is Mortal Kombat.
Basically, the metaverse, the buying NFTs and the metaverse, all that stuff comes from buying skins in Fortnite.
Yeah, Fortnite.
Oh, that's Fortnite.
That's where it comes from.
Fortnite. So that you're playing Fortnite with your character, but now you're communicating with other characters that are all over the world. So when you go in the metaverse and you have sex, and Santo has sex with one of the other metaverse people.
Yeah.
It's not physical.
If the Omicron variant keeps going, you're going to get married in the metaverse.
Ken, I need you to stop with that.
She's manifesting.
I honestly didn't even think about it until you said it yesterday. And then after the show, I'm like, oh, man, should I be, like, really tracking this?
What, tracking Omicron?
For my wedding?
For your I think you'll be okay. I think you'll be okay to get married. Ooh, I wouldn't worry about it.
I don't know.
And it's going to go away right around the midterm elections. Don't worry about it.
I feel like this last 10 minutes is going to be part of the documentary on how so many wealthy men got bamboozled.
No, I don't believe
it all
so.
Started it's on possible. The Greg Hill Show.
Quite possibly I'm being taken as like buying a star or whatever it is in the universe. It's possible, but I'm in on it.
Oh, but I kind of felt bamboozled.
Wiggy agrees with me.
I think the smart thing of being in
say
on
that
it,
out loud.
No. I think the smart thing of being in on it is because of whatever the I can't say the word, the motherland variant is. Now people are afraid to go out.
Yeah.
So they can live their life
in the metaverse.
In the metaverse.
Yes.
Because they're afraid to get. Yes. You can't catch COVID in the metaverse.
Yes.
Oh, my God in heaven.
Yeah.
Can you actually see these investments, Greg? Like, do you know that people have actually sold it, or have you heard people have sold it?
It was a report in the Wall Street Journal. I mean, it's a documented transaction. It's documented by blockchain.
Oh, and
the blockchain verifies it. You know what the blockchain is, right?
Yeah. This reminds me of when you invested your whole fortune into Enron, which I thought was a good
idea. Listen, say it with me.
The metaverse.
All right. We got to get to Courtney and the news coming up next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for...
Oh my God, oh my God.
The news.
There's a lot of confusion out there.
With your host...
Hey girl.
Courtney Cox.
And using obscenities against them.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
And you brought up a good point, I can't remember what it was.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more when you visit northeastmenshealth.com.
A really sad story yesterday. I'm sure you guys all saw this. I actually saw this news breaking on TikTok. TikTok now has news outlets that'll take you to breaking news as it's happening.
We're doomed.
Yeah.
We are doomed.
Well, we're doomed.
If you're getting your news from TikTok, this society is doomed. And I'm somebody who's
CNN, TikTok.
I'm somebody who believes in the metaverse, and I'm saying that. But go ahead, yes, anyway.
Well, we're doomed in more ways than one. A 15-year-old sophomore opened fire at his Michigan high school yesterday, killing three students and wounding eight other people, including one teacher. They're still trying to determine a motive at Oxford High School where this shooting happened. But here's Oakland County Under Sheriff Mike McCabe.
We received a 911 call of an active shooter at the high school. Our deputies immediately responded. And we received over 100 911 calls into our dispatch center, over 100. The deputies took a suspect into custody within 5 minutes of the original 911 call. They recovered a handgun from the suspect. The suspect fired multiple shots. There's multiple victims. It's unfortunate that I have to report that we have three deceased victims right now who are all believed to be students.
Terrifying as a parent.
Nuts.
So sad.
What happens, it's absolutely terrifying as a parent.
And what was terrifying for these students, there's a video that's now circulating that is a classroom that's in lockdown. They're all in the back of the classroom, as they've all been taught to do, and you hear knocking on the door, and it sounds like somebody is trying to help them, but these students were smart enough to pick up on one word that knew not to open the door.
It was the kid shooter?
Correct. Yeah, and really? We have audio from the video.
Okay. All right. Sheriff's office. Safe to come out.
Yeah, he said safe to come out.
Now, we're not willing to take that risk right now.
I can't hear you.
We're not taking that risk right now.
Okay, well, come to the door and look at my bag, bro.
No. Yeah, bro.
He said bro.
Red flag.
So as soon as...
That is terrifying.
As soon as they hear bro, they all jump out the window.
They knew it was him.
Yeah.
So he was trying to get him to open the door?
Yep. Right. Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's why every school, I hate to say it, has to have metal detectors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, some people want teachers to be armed.
I don't mind. You know what? I don't mind that if you're going to train them and train them the right way. But you should. Metal detectors. Start with metal detectors and police officers.
That just gives me chills. Like,
yeah,
thank God they figured out that he said bro.
Right.
It's unbelievable. And it's the way in which our world has changed. My wife's a teacher in her school, in an elementary school. They have such security. You have to have like a badge. And this is in a really nice part of Metro West. And it still requires, like, students to have a badge to get in the door as elementary students because of this danger. Like, when you were growing up, was there ever, like, the door at all my schools was always wide open.
Yep.
Like, there was no information necessary to get in, but it's crazy.
I never even went through any drills. I was in high school, middle school, elementary school, I didn't even have to do any drills.
We had metal detectors and the doors would lock, but we had police officers in our school. But, you know, our school's in a different part of the, you know, in the city. But every school, I don't care whether you're in the city, whether you're in the burbs, it doesn't matter nowadays. police officers, a couple police officers, on-duty police officers, and metal detectors.
In every school?
In every school. Yeah. And then, you know what? Maybe it takes a little bit longer to get in school because everybody's got to go through a metal detector. But you as a parent sending your kid to school can at least have some type of ease that the kids are getting checked.
Yeah.
We're thinking about everybody at Oxford High School.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A video apparently showing a Massachusetts state trooper sleeping on the job now has the trooper under investigation. So a man claims he saw the trooper sleeping in his cruiser on several different days. So he took his phone.
Where was this?
It was in Massachusetts.
Okay, we don't know where the guy was asleep.
Right. Yeah. Well, he was sitting in his car, so obviously on duty. But he took a video, and here's the audio from that video.
Bro, I see you sleeping here every single morning, okay? Going on Facebook Live. Every morning I drive by, you're sleeping. They can't even see you in the front seat.
Wow.
Oh, yep. What a hard-o.
What a snitch. Yeah, I got a couple hours of sleep.
Oh, the guy's a snitch?
Oh, come on. The guy's listen, he's putting his life on the line every single day. If he happens to take a few minutes of snoozing or dozing off, you're really walking up to and recording him.
Who hasn't fallen asleep during something that you're saying on this program?
Exactly.
I mean, come on. You know what I mean?
What do you think the metaverse segment was?
It happens.
I fall asleep every time Curtis brings up Cuomo.
Me too, Wiggs.
Okay. Jeffrey Epstein's pilot was one of the people who testified in day two of Ghislaine Maxwell's trial yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah, Larry Visosky, the first witness in the sex trafficking trial, recalled flying Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, Donald Trump.
Did he say Bill Clinton flew on that plane?
Yeah, and Kevin Spacey.
Actually, a couple of flight attendants actually used my face as a jump seat once. So they flew on the plane.
Yes.
Huge.
Did he see anything going on? Or
the thing that stood out to me, they asked about Ghislaine's relationship with Epstein on the plane, and he said it definitely didn't seem romantic.
Okay.
So to be that close to somebody and it not being romantic, and now everybody being accused of whatever went on, there had to be, you know.
If you watch the documentary. Depends on what your definition of romance is.
Oh, I mean, this is not romance. This is sex trafficking. And she's been in U.S. jail since her arrest last year. She faces up to 80 years in prison if convicted.
Yeah, wasn't she like the madam? Wasn't she getting the young girls?
Yeah, it's
Gwendolyn
really,
Maxwell also hid there.
Is she still alive?
She is still alive.
Okay, right. She survived day one of her trial.
Yep.
I feel like there's a Wiggy hot tub slip and fall coming for her at some point.
Probably.
Yeah.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
One of the victims spoke out under the name Jane, and she talks about how she was approached by Ghislaine with like a little Yorkie coming up to her. So it just, the whole thing's disgusting. Charlie Baker is clarifying after the vaccine passport headlines started. We talked about this the other day. He says he opposes vaccine mandates, clarifying what he meant by wanting to do the passports. Here he is.
I do not support a vaccine mandate statewide, period. There are people who in many cases want to go to a wedding or to a church or to a restaurant where proof of vaccination is required. We just want to make sure that people have the ability, if they've been vaccinated and want to have proof that they've been vaccinated, that they can easily download it onto their phone and use it whenever they need to.
So there you have it.
Yeah, I mean, Michelle Wu, our mayor, wants a vaccine mandate.
Does she?
But, yeah.
Oh, God.
Charlie Baker does not. All right, what else?
Vaccine mandate, but no identification before voting.
Correct, Curtis. Yes. And then, I think we're going to estimated that we would lose a third of the healthcare workers in this country, the actual.
For the vaccine mandate?
Yeah.
The like coming into Boston is crazy.
The people that were on the front lines throughout this whole entire thing, a third of them would lose their jobs over this.
The mask thing, like still coming into Boston. My wife and I went to Ocean Prime yesterday for her birthday. And the fact that you still got to wear a mask inside restaurants, but everywhere outside of the city, that's not like it makes no sense to me. I don't get it. And then I watch like a Celtics or a Bruins game, and 80-90% of the people are not wearing the mask in there.
It's like if you're holding a drink, you don't need to, basically.
I have a question with the vaccine passport. Would you get like a stamp every time you went to Lincoln or Broadway?
I don't know about that.
You know how you have your password. It's like, right. Oh, I was in Geneva.
Right.
Except he goes nowhere except Lincoln.
I mean, it's a vaccine passport. It's not a Groupon.
Well, a passport has pages where they have to stamp you in.
Yeah. All right. We've got some fun with 911.
Oh, all right.
And now it's fun with 911.
911, what's your emergency?
A West Virginia man was arrested for falsely reporting a robbery, but he did it while he was pulled over for speeding.
The man was charged
after he made a false robbery call when he and several people were pulled over in a speeding vehicle. Matthew Hammock, 27, of Charleston, he was arrested. Here's the call between him and the 911 dispatcher.
911, where is your emergency?
Speedway gas station on McCorkle Avenue.
Okay, what's going on there?
There are currently two black guys with guns literally robbing someone in their car.
Black males, what do they look like?
It's like a red Mazda car. They have, like, straight guns pulled out on the dude.
All right, I've got him on the way there.
Oh, what a jerk.
Yep.
So he was trying to get out of the speeding ticket.
Yeah. Right.
Then he's going to put every police officer at risk who's responding to the robbery that didn't happen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What an idiot.
And forget it. If you're black driving around West Virginia, you're getting pulled over.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's awful.
Terrible.
Awful.
Stocks took a tumble yesterday, reversing Monday's rebound on Wall Street as investors reassessed risks associated with the new COVID variant, Omicron. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 652 points on Tuesday.
Uh-oh.
But Greg's hot dog stand in the metaverse was up 20%.
I'm actually going to name my yacht in the metaverse Omicron.
Oh,
why the metaverse
too
is
soon,
where people want to go because they don't have to worry about COVID.
That is correct, yes. The White House, we addressed this? Anybody talk about COVID?
Jen Psaki stood by the Biden administration's belief that record inflation that's emptying Americans' pocketbooks is only temporary. Here's what she had to say.
Our view is that, in the view of the Federal Reserve, private sector forecasters, and the markets, it remains that inflation will ease over time, whatever you want to call it, and that our supply chain issues and higher prices are rooted in the pandemic, which will subside as we get it under control.
When do we get it under control?
That's everyone's question.
When this is over.
When this is over.
Yeah.
A couple weeks.
I think it's 15
Stop
days.
Stop the spread.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
Dr. Oz has announced that he is running for U.S. Senate as a Republican in Pennsylvania.
Really?
Oh,
here is what Dr. Oz had to say.
COVID has shown us that our system is broken. We lost too many lives, too many jobs, and too many opportunities because Washington got it wrong. They took away our freedom without making us safer. And tried to kill our spirit and our dignity. As a heart surgeon, I know how precious life is. Pennsylvania needs a conservative who will put America first. One who can reignite our divine spark, bravely fight for freedom, and tell it like it is. That's why I'm running for Senate. I'm Dr. Oz, and I approve this message.
I like it.
No, that's your guy, Greg, right there.
I wonder if Dr. Phil could run against him.
I was just going to say that.
It would be great to have the two most famous doctors on television face off against each other in a Senate race.
My money's on Judge Judy.
took the words out of my mouth.
I think a lot of people would vote for Dr. Phil, though.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil over Dr. Oz?
Yeah.
You can trust Dr. Phil.
Something about Dr. Phil.
Phil's creepy.
But he should have utilized some of the things that they do on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he should have said something about, like, you picked the Democrat, like, because he's running as a Republican, is that correct? He should have said, like, Nancy Pelosi is a giant pimple on the butt of America,
right,
and we're gonna squish it.
Right.
You know what I mean? He should have alluded to the – does everybody know who he is, Dr. Oz?
Yeah.
Is at this point, I guess?
He's a household name, I think.
Yeah. All right. What else?
Tiger Woods spoke in the Bahamas yesterday, where he conducted his first news conference since his February 23rd crash in Southern California. Here's a little bit about what he had to say to media.
I said it yesterday. I feel I'm lucky to be alive, but also still had the limb. Those are two crucial things, you know. So I'm very, very grateful that someone upstairs was taking care of me, that I'm able to not only be here, but also to walk without a prosthesis.
How realistic was amputation?
Yeah, it was on the table.
Wow. Lucky to be alive.
Yeah. I mean, he looked really emotional during it.
I think a lot of people backed up what Wiggy said yesterday during his lead. A lot of people I talked to yesterday said they think he could win again.
Ben Hogan did it.
I know. Yes, you mentioned that countless times yesterday. Well, I know you're fascinated now with the Ben Hogan story.
That's Tiger Woods. Listen. That's his inspiration.
Yeah. There was a there's a film about it. You should watch the film.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a film about it. It's about Hogan's Heroes.
No,
it's from like the '60s, right?
Hogan's Heroes. Yes.
Bagger Vance is about Ben Hogan.
No, it's not.
Oh,
all right. What else, Courtney?
Does Christmas music stress you guys out?
No, I love Christmas music.
Ken has not been playing enough of it.
We played some of it Monday.
I played the greatest of all time, and you mocked it.
McCartney song. You love Wonderful. Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
I'm going to the Pops this year.
Is it stressing? Is that the number one stressor of the season?
Yeah.
Really?
There are a lot of reports that have come out over the years that say that it stresses people out. It's the number one stressor for people during the holiday season.
Why?
They say it takes you back to maybe a negative memory from the holidays.
Oh.
So childhood memories apparently resurface during when you're listening to Christmas music.
Oh.
For me, it brings back really great memories, but I understand. And I am very lucky in that sense.
Yeah.
And for not everybody loves the holidays. And I think people forget that.
Well, I could see being stressed out if you have to hear that Mariah Carey song for the 1,000,000th time. No, thank you. How is this the most popular Christmas song ever? Is it?
Greg, All I Want for Christmas.
I don't get how this is the most popular Christmas song ever by far.
You are such a Grinch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's a good song.
Oh, it's so good.
It's not Courtney. It really isn't. It's not electric. It's not fire. It's just meh. Yeah. All right. So that's a big stressor, Christmas music.
Yep.
Really?
Can I request a Christmas rejoin for the next break?
Okay. Yes. Can we do Coldplay, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas?
No.
Oh.
Okay, anything else news-wise?
Wow.
What else?
Nothing else in the news.
I feel like kids love Christmas.
You feel like kids love Christmas?
Yeah, what's Courtney saying?
Some people have family issues that occur at Christmas time. For some, the holidays are a very unpleasant time, believe
me. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, brings back a lot of negative memories.
Well, think about it. If you had like a terrible childhood and all your friends were so excited about Christmas and you didn't have family to celebrate with, or everyone's talking about presents under the tree.
But how many kids is that? Growing up, how many kids did you know that grew up and they didn't love Christmas?
Well, what if you're Jewish? Then it's a whole thing.
Well, no, I'm not talking about...
That's a lot of kids.
But it's a whole thing.
I personally didn't know.
We're talking about Christmas music being... What did you say it was?
It stresses people out.
It stresses people out because it brings them back to their childhood memories.
I love Christmas.
Now, we didn't grow up with much in East Boston, but Christmas was always fun for us.
You had a good family.
It was me and my mother.
But you love your mother.
You can't deny science. Like, frequently when we have these discussions, Courtney sits here and says, hey, science determined that the number one thing that causes anxiety at the holidays is Christmas music. So you can't deny it. It doesn't bother sitting here. There's no reason to sit here and try to deny it.
A lot of people,
they hear the Christmas songs, it stresses them out. It's just, and Courtney has mentioned many, it was my lead a few weeks ago, a majority of people in this country are so anxious, they can barely function.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awful thing, and Christmas music is making it worse. We need to ban all Christmas
music. No, no, let's not get crazy.
Except for the rejoin from a local band that I want to play next.
Oh.
All right, coming up.
New Kids on the Block?
What?
New Kids on
the
Block?
No, it's not New Kids on the Block. No, an actual rock band.
Dispatch?
Coming up at 8:30, we will be joined by Nesson's Sofia Yurkstevich, and we'll talk, what?
There's a K.
Yurkstevich.
Yeah,
and we'll talk Bruins hockey with her coming up at 8:30.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.